Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Radio is all about stories. Even if you listen to Top 40 radio, that station is telling you a kind of story. Hey, this is what's in pop culture today. But sometimes radio is more obvious about its storytelling. And tonight on Soundcheck, we'll hear the harrowing tale of jazz pianist Fred Hirsch.
It's a little freaky because there I am playing music that I've written that by all rights, I shouldn't even be alive to write. Then there's somebody who is portraying me, who is standing next to me. It's a surreal narrative.
Also, the death of classical pianist Van Cliburn made the front page of yesterday's New York Times. We'll dip into the New York Public Radio archives for a rare recording that might help explain why. Also, a live performance from the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. They're like a New Orleans marching band, except they're stationary and from Massachusetts. But first, remember SOPA and PIPA? No? Well, that's probably because they turned out not to be tasty Asian noodles, but congressional bills that aimed to take a hatchet to internet piracy. After an uproar from Google and Wikipedia and others, Congress set those bills aside. But the story of the copyright protectors is not over. They say there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This is one of them. Sure, it's a crime story, but this one's kind of complicated. Intellectual property. That's right, baby. Copyright. Trademarks. What happens when the public domain gets a little too public? To explain it, you need someone who knows the law. To some, he's a mild-mannered attorney. But to us, he's the copycat. Yes, time for another chat with the copycat, who, when he's not wearing his superhero costume, is Jonathan Reichman, partner at the intellectual property firm of Kenyon and Kenyon LLP. Jonathan, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John.
So, we're asking you today to explain this brand new copyright alert system, which sounds a little daunting. What exactly is this?
Well, it flows out of SOPA and PIPA, which we've talked about before. The major music and entertainment companies tried to put a chokehold on internet piracy. That didn't work. Congress eventually dropped those bills as a result of internet company pressure. So they're now resorting to self-help. And what they've done is the major companies have partnered up with the major internet service providers to monitor, to watch what musical works and film works are being most pirated on the internet. And then they've implemented a system of notifying people and more or less benignly threatening them with respect to their activity.
So this tracks your ISP address.
Yes.
And if it sees you on a site that it knows is making pirated stuff available, it will send you a warning on your computer.
Yes. There's a company called Mark Monitor, and they've hired this company to do the actual monitoring. The Mark Monitor finds a particular computer user pirating something. They notify the ISP, and then the ISP starts sending out a series of notices that get more and more extreme, in a sense, depending on how the user reacts.
So there's like a six-step program here. You six strikes and you're out. It eventually slows down your internet service, right?
That's correct. And that's the most extreme, worst thing that they do. They slow you down for a few days. They don't shut you off. And if you don't even respond to the slowdown, eventually they just go away. But the thinking is that just this process will cause a lot of people to really sit up and become more sensitive to what they're doing.
Okay. So the copyright alert system, if you ignore all six steps, the horror that befalls you is nothing. They just go away.
That's right. Yeah, that's the worst case scenario is nothing.
So why is this controversial?
Well, I think it's controversial because, again, you know, anytime people feel that their internet activities from a consumer level are being monitored, there's a big privacy aspect component to it, and people feel very threatened by that. And I think that was what drove a lot of the fallout from SOPA and PIPA.
Right, those two congressional bills that ended up not being taken up and voted on.
Exactly.
So, but we are constantly being told, hey, when you do something on the, you know, on the internet, people can see it. So is this news to find out that you're being monitored?
I don't think it's news, but I think when anybody marries this privacy aspect to this intellectual property copyright aspect and the whole sensitivity about whether copyright owners are being too onerous in the internet age, I think, you know, it becomes combustible. You put those two elements together and people kind of freak out.
Yeah. So is this a kinder, gentler way of avoiding actually dragging people to court when they're caught downloading films or music?
Yes, I think so. You know, the music industry tried that for a number of years. They tried suing a lot of individuals, and eventually they realized, wait, you know, why are we suing our own customers? This doesn't make sense.
Right. It was a public relations disaster for the industry.
Exactly.
All right. So they're going to try this new thing, the Copyright Alert System. And Jonathan Reichman, partner at Kenyon Kenyon LLP, he is the copycat, helping us on all things copyright related. John, good talking to you again.
Thank you, John. Take care.